Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. I don't know if any of you saw this. This was published in Vice yesterday. Penguin Random House staff confront publisher about new Jordan Peterson book. During a tense town hall, staff cried and expressed dismay with the publishing giant's decision to publish Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life. This is a follow-up to Jordan's book from a few years ago. Let me just read it for you. Several Penguin Random House Canada employees confronted management about the company's decision to publish a new book by controversial Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson at an emotional town hall Monday, and dozens more have filed anonymous complaints, according to four workers who spoke to Vice World News. On Monday, Penguin Random House Canada, Canada's largest book publisher and a subsidiary of Penguin Random House, announced it will be publishing Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life by Peterson to be released in March 2021. The book will be published by Portfolio in the US and Penguin Press in the UK, both part of the Penguin Random House empire. Four Penguin Random House Canada employees who did not want to be named due to concerns over their employment said the company held a town hall about the book Monday, during which executives defended the decision to publish Peterson, while employees cited their concerns about platforming someone who is popular in far-right circles. Quote, "He is an icon of hate speech and transphobia, and the fact that he's an icon of white supremacy, regardless of the content of his book, I'm not proud to work for a company that publishes him." A junior employee who is a member of the LGBTQ community and who attended the town hall told Vice World News. Another employee said, quote, "People were crying in the meeting about how Jordan Peterson has affected their lives," close quote. They said one co-worker discussed how Peterson had radicalized their father. And another talked about how publishing the book will negatively affect their non-binary friend. The company, quote, "The company since June has been doing all these anti-racist and allyship things, and them publishing Peterson's book completely goes against this. It just makes all of their previous efforts seem completely performative," close quote, the employee added. A third employee told Vice World News the company's diversity and inclusion committee received at least 70 anonymous messages about Peterson's book, and only a couple are in favor of the decision to publish it. In an email statement, Penguin Random House said it is open to its employees' feedback. Quote, "We announced yesterday that we will publish Jordan Peterson's new book, Beyond Order, this coming March. Immediately following the announcement, we held a forum and provided a space for our employees to express their views and offer feedback. Our employees have started an anonymous feedback channel, which we fully support. We are open to hearing our employees' feedback and answering all of their questions. We remain committed to publishing a wide range of voices and viewpoints," close quote, the statement said. The company did not answer any of the specific questions sent by Vice World News. Okay, so some people were triggered because, you know, Jordan is literally Hitler and he should be canceled. So the standard cancel culture reality. Let's contrast this with the following. Adolf Hitler set up the final solution to exterminate an entire people. He built the mechanisms to exterminate people on an industrial scale level. His book Mein Kampf is still in circulation and is still read. And by the way, I'm Jewish and I don't support banning his book or burning his book or being triggered and canceling the publishing house that might dare publish his book. So let's put it in context. I am Jewish. You know my personal history in Lebanon. I support the right of Adolf Hitler to have his book Mein Kampf in circulation. Jordan Peterson is not Adolf Hitler. Jordan Peterson is not a white supremacist. He's not all the things that he's saying he is. But again, contrast my position regarding Adolf Hitler's book to how these folks are responding to Jordan Peterson. As many of you know, Jordan Peterson is a personal friend of mine. It is someone who exhibits none of the hatred that is attributed to him. But even if he did, in a free society, we allow racists, miscreants, cretins, people who spread falsehoods to exist because that's the price you pay to live in a free society. Now, again, Jordan Peterson is hardly any of the things that he's accused of. If we took the totality, if we did an accounting of all the benefit that he's brought versus all the harm that he's caused, the ledger would be quite clear. Millions of people have been driven to personal responsibility, have been empowered because of his message. But again, all that is irrelevant. In a free society, the manner by which these execrable, grotesque crybabies are acting is an affront to what it means to live in a free society. You don't like his book, you don't read it. You don't like his book, you don't recommend it. You don't like his book, you read it, and then you post a honest and fair criticism of his ideas. That's what happens in a free society. Again, life is anti-fragile, to use the term of my other good friend, Nassim Taleb. We expect people to experience stressors. If you read The Parasitic Mind, I discuss how it is important to have our critical thinking abilities tested, because our critical thinking faculty is supposed to be anti-fragile by being exposed to ideas that we may disagree with. I'm able to better hone my skills in a debate if I'm exposed to ideas that are contrary to mine, because then I build better arguments. So you don't like Jordan Peterson, don't read him. But that employees in a publishing house would want to cancel him and are hurt and they're in a fetal position speaks exactly to why this book, The Parasitic Mind, is doing so well on the world stage. Shame on those people who don't know what real victimhood is. Cheers, everybody.